Isaiah chapter 62. For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake will I not rest, until the righteousness of it goes forth as brightness, and the salvation of it as a lamp that burns. And the Gentiles will see your righteousness, and all kings will see your honor, and you will be called by a new name which the mouth of Yahweh will name. You will also be a crown of beauty in the hand of Yahweh, and a royal diadem in the hand of your Elohim. You will no more be termed forsaken, neither will your land any more be termed desolate, but you will be called Hephzibah, and your land Beulah, for Yahweh delights in you, and your land will be married. For as a young man marries a virgin, so shall your sons marry you, and as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your Elohim rejoice over you. I have set watchmen upon your walls, O Jerusalem, which will never hold their peace day nor night. You that make mention of Yahweh, do not keep silent, and give him no rest until he establish, until he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Yahweh has sworn by his right hand and by the arm of his strength, surely I will no more give your corn to be food for your enemies, and the sons of the stranger shall not drink your wine, for the which you have labored. But they that have gathered it will eat it and praise Yahweh, and they that have brought it together shall drink it in the courts of my holiness. Go through the gates, and prepare ye the way of the people. Cast up the highway, gather out the stones, lift up a standard for the people. Behold, Yahweh has proclaimed to the end of the world. Say you to the daughter of Zion, behold, your salvation comes. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of Yahweh, and you will be called sought out, a city not forsaken. End of chapter.